Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Brent Daugherty, Mickey Ryan, and Don Davenport. This is the 3HL, powered by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 The Zone.
Swaggy D. Swaggy D. Swaggy D. Anchor D. Let's ride.
There he is.
4 o'clock hour, 3HL underway. That theme only means one thing. We will start this hour of the program live from Hoover, Alabama, SEC Media Days, with the one and only Swaggy D, Derek Mason.
Hey. Looking swaggy today, Coach.
Man, listen, look at these shoes, bro.
It's always good to see you guys. Always. You know, I came down here today. I'm representing for my man, Kalijah Lipscomb. Man, these are the new edition OBJs. If you don't know Odell Beckham Jr., man, he's got a new pair of shoes out from Nike. Man, I mean, these are the first editions, and I think they're pretty cool for the summer. It's a nice summer piece.
Yeah, we'll tweet out a picture. It looks like you should be on South Beach or something. Here a day early, man, and you guys will be making the tour through SEC Media Days tomorrow. Are you excited about the opportunity to talk about Vanderbilt football 2019?
Man. Truly excited about this team.
Yeah.
Everything that this team is, and you know, listen. I mean, there's always this idea that Vanderbilt sort of at the bottom of this deal, but we started at the bottom. Okay. I mean, my first year, man, that was the first time that this program, you know, had finished last in a couple of years, and since then, man, we haven't finished last, man. We've been in the hunt. We've had our opportunities, man. We've fallen a little short last year, man. It was a blessing, and we were able to, you know, start fast, rough patch during the middle, finish strong. Right. You know, offense put up big points. You know, even in the bowl game, put up big points. But our defense had timely stops down the stretch, which got us to the 2018 Texas Bowl. But you know, it's not about getting the bowls, man. It's about winning, okay? I mean, you got to start cementing the idea that you're going to bowl games and it's a regular occurrence and winning bowl games. And that's where we got to go. That's the next step for us. And this team is the best team that I've had since I've been there. It's minus a Kyle Shermer. You know, it's minus, you know, Ladarius Wiley, Charles Wright, some other players. But here's what I do know, okay? When you have Keyshawn Vaughn, when you have Jared Pinkney, and when you have Kalijah Lipscomb, and you were able to have a good off-season recruiting class with some grad transfer acquisitions, this ball club got really good really fast. And, you know, those guys coming back really changed the game, and I think that's where we are now. It's about changing the game. It's about changing the perception, because our perception is different from everybody else's, so we need to go.
It's funny, on the first day, somebody was having a conversation. I think they were interviewing somebody from Missouri, but they had said, oh, yeah, well, you guys probably have, you know, arguably the best wide receiver, tight end, running back trio in the conference. And I go, wait, no, they don't. Hold up. That's Vanderbilt. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, Vanderbilt. You know, it's crazy
still
that.
Still sneaking up on people.
You're still sneaking up on people. When you got the big three coming back, I mean, these kids are legit, but do you almost prefer it that way, or?
I do. Listen, you know, I mean, right now, that's sort of where we are.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're sort of, you know, like the family's, you know, well kept secret. You know,
yeah.
we're sitting there, and people know about us, man, but they don't know about us. They see us, but they don't see us. But that's okay. You know, now's the time, and these guys, you know, to have Pinkney, you know, I mean, Kalijah, and Keyshawn Vaughn come back, it's different, because these guys could have left just like Juwan Williams,
yeah.
Okay, and taken a different route. But these guys felt like they could get better, okay? They're now more invested in the Nashville community than any – I mean, these guys, but our football team is more invested – now than at any point in time, like during my tenure. And I think that's important because now, man, when they see the value of not only the brand, but they see, man, that they're influencers. They see, you know, Keyshawn Vaughn, okay, man, is the man on Jefferson Street. Yeah. He's Superman on Jefferson Street now, and that's important. He's a Nashville kid. He's a Nashville product. Yep. So to have him come back and chase a degree, it means something to those kids. It does. You know, Jared Pinkney's been out in the community, okay, serving that community. And so people now know who Jared Pinkney is. They saw him in the draft. They saw, you know, his humor. They saw his personality. But now, man, they get a chance to see him play. Okay, man, and play his best ball. And Kalijah's been on one since he stepped on the campus. But these guys have now brought some recognition. The big three, okay, are as advertised. They're really good football players, but they've got good teammates around them, and it's time for this team to go.
Who's getting them the ball?
Exactly.
Hey. Okay.
Hey.
I'm just coming hard at you, early coach.
You think you're
going to
get that question tomorrow?
Can I get some chapstick?
Yeah, you may get asked this tomorrow. I don't know. 73 times.
Yeah, you know, I mean, where we are right now is you got two guys in Deuce Wallace and Riley Neal, okay, who are going at it. These guys are combative. Okay, or not combative. I mean, these guys, you know, have been, like, in my opinion, these guys have been collaborative, man, but not combative. They understand, you know, what we need. They understand that they both want the job, and they're both competing for the job. You got two guys who are very different than Kyle Shermer. Okay, I mean, Deuce challenged Kyle a year ago last spring. Okay, where you looked and you said, man, this dude may have a chance, and then did not get the opportunity to participate in fall camp. And so who knows, man? I mean, it could have been tough because I'm about playing best player. But I'm glad I didn't have to make that decision. But now it's going to be a tough one because when you look at Deuce, he's got arm talent, okay? He knows this team, okay? Man, he knows the weapons around him. He knows the system. And then, okay, man, you look at a guy and who started 32 games at Ball State, and Riley Neal, who completed 60% of his passes, 7,400 yards, and has played live football, has played in games. Everybody thinks it's an easy decision, but you know what? The guy who leads, the guy that our guys will follow, will be the quarterback. And you know what? That's pure. That's competition at its best. So right now, these guys are competing, and we get a chance to see who will get it midway in August.
Coach Derek Mason, our guest here from Media Days, SEC Media Days in Hoover, Alabama.
You talked about that run down the stretch and playing good football at the end of the season. Beat Tennessee for the third time in a row.
Hey.
That one means a lot.
It does mean a lot. It means a lot to our kids. It means a lot to our program. It means that we're taking strides. Tennessee is a household name. Everybody, Tennessee is a blue blood. When you talk about college football, everybody knows about the University of Tennessee. Jeremy Pruitt, it's his time. It's on his watch. He's moving that program forward. But we're not about trying to take a back seat, to anybody. It's one of those things where it's sort of surreal because you take every year – okay, one at a time, and then you look up, and then it's been 3 years. It's not like, oh, okay, we set out to do this. Man, we didn't set out to do that. We're just trying to win the games that are available to us. We're trying to be opportunistic, and that game comes at the end of the year, and that's usually when this football team's been playing some of its best ball. So with that being said, this year will be different, okay? Man, we head back up. In Knoxville, it'll be in a hostile environment versus a good Tennessee football team. But we start with Georgia. Let's start talking about Georgia.
I mean, might as well, right? SEC team at home to start the season.
Yeah,
Georgia, then at Purdue, then LSU. We got to talk the scheduling coach.
No, love it.
you love it because I look at that and I would have a panic attack.
You know what? Here's why you got to love it. If you're talking to me, year one, year two, year three. I'm like, man, that's sort of tough, because you're still building. Maybe you're 4-5, but like year six and a half, the guys that we have coming back, the depth that we've created, been what it looks like. I think this team is a different team. This team is littered with veteran guys, some transfer guys in critical spots. When you start to talk about, Eddie Zen Turner, man, you start to talk about, Rowan Godwin on the offensive line, man, you start to look at LaShawn Paulino-Bell, Scott Meyer, long snapper that came from Alabama. I mean, these are key spots where we needed guys. we needed those guys. You know, I mean, to bring in, Justice, you know, Michelle Mosley, okay, I mean, who came from Harvard of all places, okay, man, and had the opportunity to be an All-American as a receiver and a kick return. I mean, that dude, I mean, he's returned for 1,600 yards and caught for, you know, close to 2,000. When you start to look at the key acquisitions along with the guys coming back, okay, a Cam Watkins, okay, another Pearl Cone product, much like Keyshawn, who went to Illinois and came back. This football team, okay, it may be the best-kept secret, okay, that nobody's talking about, that I'm going to get a chance to talk about, so I'm excited.
There's always a message for coaches and for teams this time of year, and a lot of coaches will come down here and they'll share it, whether it's next man up or brick by brick or whatever it might be.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying.
You had to pick that one.
Well, I'm just saying. That's been a message.
I got you, Coach.
One year, Arkansas State used that message. That's a message that people use. That's
do
not a,
more, I think, was Georgia's.
That's not a shot anymore at anybody. Do more for Georgia. Do you have a message, a central, because you're a day early. Do you have a central message that you plan to share tomorrow?
You know what? I mean, my message will be, you know, I mean, about this football team and where we are, but it's win, baby, win. I mean, I'm going back to Al Davis.
Just win, baby.
Let's do this. I mean, I think it just takes time. I mean, I've had to be patient. I've had to, you know, man, watch good teams play and good players, you know, man, teach us some things, you know, like in this process. And now, you know, I mean, I think this team is right where we want to be. I keep looking to say, okay, well, what do we need more of? This is going to be about the offensive and defensive line. This is going to be about our linebacking core. The front seven on defense and the offensive line have to be part of or do their part in terms of putting this team on its back. We've got skill guys everywhere, okay, like we do. But the Drew Birchmeyers, the Rucker Rittmeyers, the Cameron Tidds of the world, okay, man, Josiah Seau's of the world, those Demetri Moore. I mean, we got linebackers, man. We've got guys that can play. Demetri Moore was an all SEC freshman selection. That dude was a tackling machine a year ago. Nobody really says much about Demetri. Mm-hmm. So you know what? If they're not gonna say it, I gotta say it, because these guys are good football players. It's just that when we're in bowl games and not really being talked about in the big national conversation, people forget. But you know what? It's time for Vanderbilt to step out of the shadows, man, and start to step into the light. And that's really what I want to do this year. Let this team step into the light a little bit.
I feel like
best
I need to give
secret.
You an amen. Yeah,
yes.
For that.
Yeah. Yes.
Step into
preach,
the light.
Baby.
Yeah.
Coach Derek Mason, again, down here a day early. Tomorrow you'll speak to the media at large, so you'll see Coach Mason making the rounds. Can't wait to see the suit game tomorrow, too.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I think I got something special for y'all.
Okay. All right.
It won't just be about the suit, though, man, but I think I got something special for you.
We can't wait. Swaggy D, he's the one and only. When we come back, maybe another player guest from Mississippi State. Is that right?
How about a stud?
A beast,
Errol Thompson,
linebacker
from Mississippi State.
Yep. Boom. Coming up next, 3HL, powered by the Tennessee Lottery.
More and more people switching to the all-new 2019 Ram truck. They're everywhere. I'm driving a new Ram. I absolutely love it. Go to any Ram dealer in town. Compare your truck to a new Ram. Now during Ram Truck Month, you can get 15% off MSRP on select all-new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab models that are in dealer stock. And the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 named 2019 Motor Trend Truck of the Year. Get to any Ram dealer in town and check it out. Take a test drive. Compare your truck to a new Ram. You will choose Ram. Get it done. See any Ram dealer in town now. During Ram Truck Month, get 15% off MSRP on select all-new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab models in dealer stock. Tell them Brent from 3HL sent you. They'll take great care of you. Get in a Ram truck today.
Zone